Hello, my name is Victoria Lobregat. I am an artist. I am a Filipino-Australian artist, according to the panel that we attended today, which is the Asian Australian Artists Association. I was an early founding member, which means I helped paint the walls. I used to go and sit at the gallery every Saturday morning and went to most of the openings on Thursday night and went out and had fabulous Chinese banquets with a whole lot of interesting people, actually. One of the delights of forays is you'd meet travelling artists and curators, there'd be students there, you'd be sitting and talk, you'd have interesting conversations with intelligent people, and I was showing my work, as were a lot of other people. And big picture, we did create a platform for maybe, I'd never considered myself not confident. I was probably immature, but maybe other less confident Asian Australian artists who didn't have a voice or didn't feel entitled. And it was really interesting to get those stories via artwork.
So let's just clarify that we're talking about 4A Center for Contemporary Asian Art, and we're now here at the 4A, I guess, a symposium of which marks their 20th anniversary. 4A was founded in 1996, and you were part of the beginning of this organization, Art Gallery, Art Space, Arts Platform for Asian, I have to be careful with this wording, with Asian Australian artists and curators, in fact. You were invited today to participate in a panel discussion. Can you just maybe summarize that panel discussion?
We were trying to, in that panel discussion, talk about what for us, for Dachi Dang and I, who as emerging artists, what was influential at the time, what we were thinking, what artists were on the scene, why Asian Australianism was actually relevant at the time, and there had been backlash from a Australian politician who was making quite a lot of anti-Asian commentary at the time, Pauline Hanson, and who's re-emerged now making anti-Muslim commentary. But at that time, we felt we had to establish some sort of voice or platform and highlight the positive contribution of Asian Australians, which we certainly did. So that's what we were talking about on the panel. And it was, you know, there's question and answer time. It was quite an intellectual forum, and the audience was able to ask questions. I enjoyed listening to what my fellow commentators thought.
In this panel discussion, you were joined by the following speakers: Lindy Lee, Professor Ian Ang, Dachi Dang, whom you just mentioned, and then this discussion was chaired by Aaron Sito, who's the former director of 4A. Now, how do you, considering this diverse range of Asian Australian artists, how do you position yourself as somebody with a diverse Filipino background and Australian identity?
So I did experience racism very early when I came to Australia, but I actually never felt that marginalised. I have always thought it a bonus to have to straddle my Western, half Spanish, and to have that and my Filipino heritage. I love it. That's both. I find it a richer life, and then Australia is an amazing platform to actually. I wouldn't get grants in the Philippines to be able to go and explore my Spanish heritage. Australia is a privileged and a lucky country. So yeah, my father was different. He always felt othered. So he thought, well, I'm not Filipino. I'm not Spanish. I didn't see it as a problem.
Do you think this reflects the complexity of the Philippines as an Asian country, this diversity amongst the people of the Philippines?
We mestizos, I think, especially now, are the minority. So I don't... It had a significant impact on the architecture and the religion, but it's an Asian country, more Asian in that sense, and I think that we are. I feel that mestizos were powerful, but really comparatively small percentage, especially what's happening now. Then I haven't lived in the Philippines for a long time, so that I could be quite wrong.
Can you maybe talk about the link between your work in education and your creative work, and how maybe these things support each other, or what's their relationship?
When I went to Newcastle, so I worked as an art teacher in high school. I work as an art teacher in high school. I have also, in direct community work, I used to work for an award-winning youth program run by Newcastle City Council. And that was great. That was actually not a classroom situation. That was a drop-in there's a drop-in art room, which I provided materials and classes, and it's a lot freer than a classroom. And that was really community work. That was really being in touch with, and I think really necessary. That they could do radio programs, they could record rap. There was some Sudanese boys who used to come in, not with me. And I think that is a really invaluable resource for a community, for young people. And I also did a public project with an architect for Newcastle City Council, sort of doing an installation on the Hunter Street. There's some of that. But my actual current art practice is a bit smaller, and it's work at home, paintings and drawings. In a show coming up, I'll probably be doing an installation, but it'll be in a gallery space.
What kind of work is this?
My work, and I was thinking about this during the show, my work, wouldn't necessarily look at it and go, that's an Asian Australian person, because it's really got nothing to do with that. Now, I've always painted houses, and one of the things that moves me the most, and I've been taking photographs of houses for more than 20 years, is the changing urban landscape. The rate at which places are getting torn down, rebuilt, unrecognizable, that sense of nostalgia for something that might not have been, actually, that doesn't exist. So my work is about interior and exterior, about that. So, it's more personal and not identifiable as Asian. It might be identifiable as Australian because the houses are of a certain era. Mm-hmm. And people will look at the work and, oh, my grandmother's house was like that, or, and I really hated it. Oh, no, we had a holiday house like that and we had such a good time. It's sort of an emotional, quite intimate response to the work often.